Let's freaking go. Late post game to celebrate another golden boot. Brian Kelly exceeds all expectations. And what did we say? To start off, obviously, we're starting a little bit later. Fayetteville traffic is nothing to play with. It took us a while to get back over here. But the bottom line is this. What did we say all season, PHL Nation? Can we play a four-quarter game? That's all I asked LSU to do. Can we play four quarters of full, all-out, dominant football? 16-10, then 34-10 before you can even know it. So we're going to get into the post-game show. Obviously, big shout-out to our partners, NOPOD. Big shout-out to another partner, our friends over at NOPOD. Obviously, I just said that. But the Zion 360 photo booth and our friends, obviously, at nooffseason.com. And part of why I came up here is to help close out a deal with Sequoia Dental here in Fayetteville. So don't forget to go give them a follow on Instagram. We just signed everything. But it took us a while, obviously, traffic. But we're going to get into everything tonight, okay? Obviously, we'll have our film study at some point tomorrow. It won't be as extensive because of the travel. But I want to start with Whit freaking Weeks. Y'all. We are witnessing something truly special, right? That is the story. That is the story. End of story. This guy catapulted himself into the realm of Devin White and Brady James, potentially, right? At the end of his LSU career, he could be in that echelon. And this is yet again a second consecutive trip to Fayetteville where a linebacker wearing the jersey number 40 walks out of the stadium as a truly transcendent player. So let's start with celebrating the guy who is the game MVP for the second straight week.
Who?
It's Whit Weeks. That is the story. We could talk about Garrett Nussmeier and the turnover-worthy plays in the first half. But, y'all, Whit Weeks did it all tonight. The pick six, which is technically not really a pick six, but he got us into, obviously, pounding range with Caden Durham. And, of course, the sack on Taylen Green. Y'all, Taylen Green is a real deal SEC quarterback, especially when it comes to dual threat ability. How many times did you see Whit Weeks tonight really bother himself with his athleticism? Y'all, I know it's late into the night. I know I had to battle traffic to get here. But the truth is, you guys witnessed what we would all consider to be an all-time great linebacker performance on the back end of an all-time great linebacker performance. So let's be real. You guys witnessed what you witnessed. All right? Now, on top of that, let's go through some other game balls. Sage Ryan, we always do our game grades. It'll be posted pretty quickly on Patreon after this live stream is done. By far the most improved player for our patrons. You will already see this here in about 30 or so minutes. Sage Ryan has to be the most improved player. Did some really good things tonight. Had the big hit to really hammer home a game in which he had a huge pass deflection in the first half. So let's show some love to Sage Ryan a week after Major Burns had a really good game. So let's show some love to him, okay? So shout out to the LSU defense there, the real MVP. This was an Arkansas offense up to this point in the season that's been really good. This is a Bobby Petrino coach team, and Bobby Petrino, of course, in the past, has had some really good games against LSU. So let's call it a buck. Those two players deserve game balls for me. All right. Let's go to TJ, first super chat. Whit being put into the starting rotation is the best thing that has ever happened to this team. I agree. I just do. I mean, look, sometimes these things happen. Sometimes you have something called a Ewing theory, right? This is something that the great Bill Simmons coined many years ago. And as many of you know, I look up to Bill Simmons. He's one of the best sports commentators. And I think I'm going to be bigger than Bill Simmons. That's how confident I am in my ability. But Bill Simmons coined a term called Ewing theory, which is when your most talented player goes out, the team plays better, right? Harold Perkins is a more talented player than maybe any linebacker that's ever played at LSU. But he's in the middle of being an off-ball linebacker, an edge rusher. Some people think he's a safety. Some people think he's a running back. Okay? But obviously, him going out of the lineup opened up the door for Whit Weeks, and it opened the door for Greg Penn to take over the green dot. And it's been amazing, right? We have three games of sample, and in all three games, the LSU linebacker play has been really good. It just has been. I don't think it's because Harold Perkins is a bad player. I don't think anyone would say that. The simple truth is it's something called addition by subtraction. That's basically what the Ewing theory is. All right. Now, obviously, I feel the LSU defense overall, when it comes to overall depth, is better served with Harold Perkins in it than not in it. But the truth is, the defense has played better with Whit Weeks and Greg Penn as the inside linebackers. That is not a knock on anybody. Okay, it's just what has happened. That's not even analysis. It's just what has happened. Okay, now let's get into the offensive side of the football. But before we do that, let's show the final stats. Okay, 34-10. We showed you at halftime that the LSU offense wasn't really playing their best football, right? This is what's really beautiful about tonight. Is LSU dominated a four-quarter game of football without needing to be great offensively. Obviously, Caden Durham is a story offensively. He was by far our best player. But let's give Caleb Jackson some love. You know, him getting the same amount of carries as Josh Williams shows you that Caleb is doing some good things, right? And then obviously, as you can see, CJ being back in the lineup was huge for us. He was really good tonight, okay? And in particular, I know their stats don't look amazing, but Aaron Anderson and Mason Taylor moving the chains on both of the catches was really, really, really impressive. Okay? So, yeah, those two only had five catches, but Garrett Nussmeier in particular was really good at extending drives on third down. Now, obviously, we'll have a deeper discussion on some of the penalties. And the penalties were really bad tonight. But part of having more penalties is running more plays, right? LSU ran 71 plays. Arkansas only ran 50. So let's call it what we call it. This was a dominant performance out of nowhere. I don't think any one of us truly felt comfortable going into this game. Nobody did. But here we are. Okay, here we are. We'll get into some of Garrett's throws here in just a second. But I do want to play some Brian Kelly off because I do want to let the man that put together a four-quarter performance speak. Okay, so let's hear from Brian Kelly, and then I'll share a few more thoughts. Obviously, we won't go too late because I want to get into the film study. I got to drive back tomorrow, but this post-game press conference via our friends at LSU Sports.
These games have always been close games, but to come down here and play, you know, the kind of football we did today, which was controlling the line of scrimmage. They had 38 yards rushing, and for us to run the football and close out the game with a drive of 8 minutes and 20 seconds, virtually running the ball every down. That's, you know, those are the things that you look for in, you know, a football team that is emerging as a contender. So proud of our group, proud of the way they prepared for this game. And certainly when you go on the road and win in an SEC venue, you know, certainly a lot of things are coming together for our football team. So, again, proud of the effort. And, you know, game ball went out to Damian Ramos. I thought the field goal kicks, you know, while the game was still in balance, you know, helped us, you know, stay ahead of it and keep the momentum. And again, you know, made some big plays. The West Weeks, you know, obviously deflection and interception apparently was the back breaker in the game. So great victory. Now we'll get 24 hours to enjoy it. And then we got to get back on the road and play the, you know, the best team in the SEC right now. The only team that's other than us undefeated. Another great challenge.
Can you elaborate on the Whit Weeks play? It seemed to be the turning point in the game. Then he made a sack right after that as well.
It's Whit Weeks. You know, he's active. And in that situation, he was in a pressure situation where he was blitzing. But I think what stands out is, you know, he's active in virtually all of the plays. You saw a great play that he made coming later in the game down the line of scrimmage on a ball that bounced outside. He's an elite player in this league.
Coach, you defense held Arkansas 277 total yards. What do you think was so effective defensively tonight that kind of left?
Well, I think first and foremost, you know, our guys are, you know, we made some mistakes on the first drive, quite frankly. We had some errors. I think our guys were a little bit distracted emotionally. They were so charged up. We made some errors. We settled down. And I think what happened after that was guys did their job the way they were supposed to do it when they needed to do it. And that's execution, really. And they executed. They're beginning to execute at a much higher level consistently. And it starts with controlling the line of scrimmage. They could not run the ball. They became one dimensional. And when that happens, we can get after it. And we can get after the quarterback. And we made life difficult for him.
Ryan, no zero trophies are handed out now. But for this team to be where it is, heading into a game like you'll have at the end of next weekend, just – how do you just sort of, I guess, encapsulate the growth this team's put in the last several weeks and how has it been able to set this team up for what potentially
happened? Yeah, they have not blinked. You know, we lost Jacoby and Gilbert, you know, one of our, if arguably our most talented and experienced defensive tackle. Then, you know, obviously Harold Perkins, right? And, you know, we haven't had Chris, who's our, you know, vertical threat all year. You know, and it just seems these guys just keep, you know, playing, you know, through, you know, and the next man stepping up. Nothing seems to faze this group, whether they're down 17-0 on the road or, you know, struggling to put together, you know, a great drive. They just keep playing, and it's their to their credit. Now they're playing cleaner, and I think that that's a sign of a team that's really coming together.
Is anything to the start penalties?
Yeah, we had two. We had three that were double clutches by our center. And sometimes that's on the quarterback that he's taken a little bit too much time. You know, I think the ownership in that is the management of the entire offense. You know, we can easily say it was the crowd noise. Sometimes we have to get into a better rhythm. And that's getting the receivers lined up quicker. I mean, sometimes it's a fire drill out there. You know, Garrett is getting information. And so, look, all of that together, we got to clean it up because that stuff can't continue to happen. There were more penalties out there than I would like. We'll go back and you know, we'll look at it more closely. But it's not one person. It's the whole management that has to get cleaner.
Coach, first time in SEC play, we got to see you guys take a big lead early, sustain it, and then extend on it in the second half. So what kind of lessons can you learn from this game in particular, you know, building a lead early and then, you know, sustaining it?
Well, just, you know, our vision to how we want to play four quarters of football is to start fast and then have just the great kind of focus that we had in the second quarter, effort, enthusiasm in the third, which I thought we did with the big turnover, and then, you know, finish strong with an 8 minute plus drive to finish this game off. So I thought we had four quarters of LSU football for the first time, maybe. Yeah, there are some things around the edges we want to clean up, but, you know, when you go on the road and you beat a really good football team 34-10 in the SEC, you know, I'd be crying over, you know, something that I shouldn't be really right now at this point. We should be taking this one and going. We feel pretty good about it.
Jason.
Hey, Coach, just what was kind of your assessment of how Garrett played today? You know, in the first half, it seemed like he was sort of making some of the same mistakes he made last week, just kind of throwing things up the grass. So just, you know, how are you thinking about that and that, or what was your thought there?
Yeah, I wouldn't characterize him throwing stuff up for grabs. That's lazy, and I think that's an easy way to say somebody that's not detailed in his work. He's detailed in his work. He doesn't do anything by just throwing it up for grabs. So let's get that straight. He may have tried to fit a ball in where maybe he should not have, but everything that he does is thoughtful. Everything that he does is through hard work. You know, he's still in a process of, you know, getting the receivers on the same page with him. There are so many things out there for him to continue to get better at. And the great part about it is he shows up with that kind of attitude every day. So I would just say that he is still working to be the best version of himself. And you're going to continue to see him get better and better.
Right. It's been so many wild results in the SEC so far. Everything seems to still be up for grabs. And is there a sense with your team of, like, why not us? Why can't we be SEC champions this year the way you're playing?
I think that's pretty clear that this group kind of understands that now, especially, you know, with one game on the road, and then we go on a bye week, and then three out of four at Tiger Stadium. So I think they can now sense that they have put themselves in a pretty good position. Now they got to go earn it again on the road, but there's clearly a different way that they perceive the next 6 weeks. And I think by their standards, they believe they're getting better, and I believe they're getting better each and every week. And this is a good time to get better later in the year.
Bye. Coach, you mentioned the turnovers, how important they were earlier. How important is it for those turnovers to kind of continue to happen from this defense going into these next two games?
Well, I mean, the our defense, I think, you know, if you look at the things that they're doing, number one, I think they led the SEC in sacks. I mean, we're right up there. So we're getting those big plays, and now we're turning those into turnovers. There were some physical hits out there. I mean, we jarred the ball loose. I mean, they weren't sloppy, you know, kind of put the ball on the ground. They were physical hits, and they were great plays with pressure. So sometimes you make those things happen, and we didn't luck into those. Those were made with pressures.
Two more, Wilson. Ryan, you talked this week about trying to get the run game going. Why do you think that was kind of, it finally clicked and was successful the way you wanted?
I just think that this has been a constant focus over the last few weeks of really detailing out the things that we believe we do well and sticking with it. And being really committed to it. Like, we stuck with it, you know. And quite frankly, we got the looks this week that allowed us to have a better running game as well. So commitment to it, in preparation. We're spending a lot of time in our preparation during the week on our run game. We believe we can throw it as well as anybody. We need to continue to have this kind of success in the run game.
Good job the defense has done in the second half of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, I know a lot of it's belief, but, you know, they got to get out there next week, too. Your thoughts on putting it all together?
So, absolutely. I mean, I think the biggest thing here is we had struggled with the first drive of the third quarters, and it's been kind of the way we have set up practices. We have talked about, okay, it's third quarter. It's the first drive right after kickoff. And it's been in the forefront of how we think about now the third quarter and that first drive, because it really sets us up. Because we believe if we can get our defense off the field with that first drive in the third quarter, good things will happen. So I applaud the kids in terms of their mindset and what they believe that they need to get done. And we're coaching to it, and they're taken to it. And now we got to go do it again against a really good Texas A&M team at their place. I know this was homecoming. I'm sure they'll schedule homecoming next week there against us too. It just seems like we get everybody's homecoming. So maybe next year they'll think about maybe not making us homecoming anymore.
Let's go. That's what I was waiting for. You guys sent me that clip. Don't make us homecoming, baby. The homecoming king and queen get slayed. Let's go. Let's go. I don't give a damn. I'm going to go all night. I don't have a voice, so I might not be able to go any longer here. It's part of why we went into the Brian Kelly press conference a little bit earlier. But y'all, your boy was going freaking wild tonight. Let's go.
Weeks, let's freaking go, baby. Let's go.
Whit Weeks. And I want to shout out a few others, okay? Got a shout out, Parishan and the defensive tackles. Another great game for Gio Paez. Y'all, we really need to have a discussion. All right, and this has just been a trend throughout the SEC. So I want you to take a look at this, okay? This is going to sound weird, but maybe bye weeks are not a good thing, all right? So let's just go through this. Yes, Texas just had a bye week before Oklahoma, but do we really even know who Oklahoma is? Mississippi State covered, versus Texas A&M. Texas A&M did not play their best football. Tennessee, bye week before Arkansas. Tennessee played like ass. South Carolina, bye week before Ole Miss. They play like ass. Oklahoma, bye week before Texas. They play like ass. Missouri, bye week before Texas A&M. They play like ass. LSU, bye week before Ole Miss. Did we really play our best football last week? 78% win probability for Ole Miss last week. Kentucky before Vanderbilt, they play like ass. Georgia before Alabama, they play like ass. Florida did beat UCF. That was one of their better games. Auburn before Missouri. Missouri had a backup quarterback today. Auburn, play like ass. Arkansas before LSU, they play like ass. Okay? It is interesting. Now, Vanderbilt did have a bye week before Alabama, so they did play their best game of the season. All right. So let's talk about this. Gerard Gallery said, what do you think of that Baker formation with four D players in a line at the line of scrimmage? I love it. I flat out love it. Get exotic. Get sexy. Go after it. Part of why I like it is all four of those guys were really fast players, right? So get those guys lined up and let's see what they can do versus not knowing which direction everyone's going to come from, right? Obviously, you don't want to get too creative. You don't want to use it too much, but it did go viral. So there you go. We say hi to Michael. Welcome. Good to see you. Now, I did not rock the boat shoes today. So Shonov sent me the Roback shirt. And I'm not going to lie. I am convinced this is the most comfortable collar I've ever seen. They don't pay me for this, by the way. I wish they did. So Roback, if you want to set up a partnership with an untapped market. Okay, y'all got the white market. If you want to get the Creole market, this is me. If you want to get the light skins, the Steph Curry's out there. I got you. The light skins will rock the row back. Let's go. But really, though, they Bijan Robinson's a spokesman. Jalen Milroe's a spokesman. But y'all don't have – there's not many light skins that rock the row back. I will corner that market for you. Okay. You know what? It's kind of weird. All right, so I thought the post-game traffic after LSU games were bad. We didn't stay that far away from the stadium. It took us forever to get back. All right, now, a few other things from the game, and then we'll get into all of your questions. All right, once again, I do want to shout out part of why I came up here. Close out a deal. Sequoia Dental in Northwest Arkansas. They're obviously going to do more stuff with our Arkansas stuff that we do, but on Power Hour SEC, of course, but really excited to come up here and meet with their team, and they are awesome. Like, some of the stuff that they're doing is absolutely insane. I do want to share a few things about the in-stadium experience at Arkansas. Was amazing, right? But because the game was so lopsided, they do the lights off thing when they score. I wanted to kind of experience that. I've never been able to experience the lights off thing. They didn't do it because Arkansas didn't score in the second half, which obviously I'll take that all day, every day. Okay. You know, I want to talk a little bit about LSU secondary. And this was obviously a big thing that was brought up during the halftime show. And we had a ton of people in the halftime show. I ended it because one of my lifelong friends walked up. So I'm sorry we didn't do the first drive of the second half. Well, we did the first drive. We didn't do another drive. Okay. Let's have a small conversation here about the LSU secondary. Yes, we gave up a lot of passes over the middle. A lot. And we shared in the post-game or the halftime show that we were just giving that up consistently right over the middle. And we don't want to do that in every game. My Connor Wigman in particular, a few years ago when we played him, he killed us over the middle with throws, right? So we obviously gave up probably far too many pitch and catch throws, but this is what happens when you dominate teams early, right? And you get out to a lead. Talen Green is not a comeback quarterback, right? You limit a lot of the things that he does really well when you're playing with a lead. Number one, Talen Green is not a comfortable quarterback when he has to press. All right. So, yes, we gave up a lot of just too many pitch and catch kind of throws. But at the same time, when you're playing with the lead, as long as you're not giving them the one play explosives, you're going to be okay, right? So LSU, of course, leading 13-7. You give up the corner route to Andrew Armstrong. And Andrew Armstrong is their best offensive player. He tore us up tonight. But no one else really got going, right? No one else in that skill position group could really do anything. And in particular, you forced Talen Green to beat you from the pocket. How many Talen Green runs did you see tonight from him, right? Arkansas had to try and win this game offensively in a different way. And something else is Arkansas's defense, for the most part, had been really good at creating chaos, changing up pictures, and getting you off the field. You could see that this team felt very uncomfortable with LSU having these long drives, right? The first drive of the game really set the tone. And maybe there is something to one thing that we have criticized Brian Kelly for weeks now, all right? And we'll get to it in just a second. Let's get to a few comments really quickly. Thank you, TJ. Thanks for the love to Sequoia Dental. Goes a long way. LSU's defense is very impressive speed. There you go. That is a crazy comment right there. Eric says LSU secondary is still not good. Strong disagreement. All right. Very, very, very strong disagreement. TPVN, well, you're my lifelong friend. Good to see you. Now, I do want to bring up one thing from the Brian Kelly press conference. And I do want to bring up one thing that I do want to criticize LSU for, but it's probably not as big of a deal as we would like to think.
It's Power Hour LSU.
I think joy and happiness and doing things you like is important.
My favorite thing is sports cards. When I'm not on YouTube, I am building my collection. And when I started, I wish there was a sports card strategy show.
He wasn't necessarily going to be a first round pick before all this Heisman buzz. Now they're talking about him being a top five pick.
Paul Hickey and the team at nooffseason.com personally helped build my Jaden Daniels collection, and they're looking to do the same for you. Just check them out on social media or nooffseason.com. Home is where the heart is, and our friends at NOPOD Roofing really takes that to heart. 504-810-8744. Give them a call today for all of your roofing needs. And one of my favorite things about NOPOD Roofing is their versatility. They not only do roofing, they do siding, they do painting, they do tree removal, fencing, anything home improvement. Our friends at NOPOD will get you straight. Give them a call today at 504-810-8744 and let them know PHL and Carter the Power sent you. We never overpromise and always overdeliver with NOPOD, baby. Let's go. Book your 360 spin booth experience today with Zion Imaging. Yes, that's my buddy Jaron Thomas, who started this venture years ago. And look at the smiles on these faces. This state-of-the-art photo booth is so incredible. I work in the wedding and event industry, and anytime I see a 360 photo booth, it takes your event, whether it's a reunion, a wedding, a conference, no matter what it is, it takes it to another level. Give them a follow on Facebook. Book them today. There is a special deal going on now where you can get up to 40% off. This is all the info. Give them a call today, 318-469-4265, or go to Zion Imaging. That's xyanimaging.com. All right, so Brian Kelly has been criticized for taking the ball first. So obviously LSU had the ball first today. Now, I wasn't able to see the coin toss. Could someone correct me? I was still going to my seat. Do I like taking the football first to start games? I do not. I think you should always defer. But if you do go on a long drive, your first drive of the game, it really can set the tone, and it kind of did. Right? You go up 7-0, then go up 10-0, go up 13-0, then they score to make it 13-7. Right, 13-7 always feels like an uncomfortable lead. But even with Arkansas driving down the field, you had still felt pretty good about making Arkansas have to drive down the field and work for it. Right. And then, of course, Arkansas drives down and it's 16-10. And then for you to go 34 unanswered. And then at the same time, we haven't touched on this play at all just yet. Tre'Davious Green was able to get in the 2-point conversion category. That was really good to see. So overall, this has been what you would consider to be a complete offensive game. But not only that, you would consider Tre'Davious playing as many snaps as he did a very good thing. Now, I want to touch on a few different comments. Once again, hook me up with some gas money. Okay, but if you do have a question, super chat, whatever. Life is great. I do want to bring up two different things here. The first, the LSU secondary is actually good. This is not a bad unit. And I think we have focused so much on the LSU linebacking core playing better in the last three games. But we have not talked about the LSU secondary. The LSU secondary has looked very good in the past couple of games. Now, let's be honest. You played South Alabama where you jumped out to a big lead. You also played Auburn. I say Auburn. You played Ole Miss last week, and it did help out that Trey Harris went out in the second half of the game. But the LSU secondary pretty much shut down everybody else. Let's keep it a buck. And then tonight, yeah, they made some catches. Arkansas's receivers are good. Andrew Armstrong is a very good football player. He is a year six guy from Texas A&M Commerce. He is really good. And obviously, he did some really good things tonight. Okay. We'll pull a stat line up again. And, you know, we talked about Andrew going into the game. 7 catches, 94 yards, and a touchdown. But nothing really explosive, right? 25 yards, obviously, was a big gain. 33 yak. You don't want to see that much yak. But the good thing about yak is you're making them work for it. Arkansas really had to work the football up and down the field. And one final thing about starting a game with the football and starting a game 10-0, it can dishevel your play caller. And I think one thing we underrate about starting with the football and scoring is, especially when you get up by 2 possessions, it does make play callers get a little bit more antsy about running the football. Now, I will also tell you this. I went to a lot of Arkansas tailgates. As many of you know, well-connected with Arkansas via the SEC YouTube channel, but also just well-connected because I played high school football in Arkansas. And, you know, I've gotten to know a lot of boosters in Fayetteville or whatever. There was one very prominent person who supports Arkansas football with a lot of funds. And he did tell me before the game that he felt Arkansas was very fraudulent because obviously a lot of the teams that they had beaten, Oklahoma State, turned out to not really be that good. And then, of course, and they didn't win that game. Obviously, he choked it away. But they put up 600 yards on them. All right. And obviously, Tennessee wasn't as good as we thought they were. And they come out and beat Alabama today. I was really on Alabama. I was also really on South Carolina. I was also really on Kentucky. I haven't seen the highlights of that game. Wow. And I was really on Georgia today. Okay. Then we did the betting show beforehand. The SEC feels, now correct me if I'm wrong. Now, obviously they're not as good as this. LSU feels, I say LSU, the SEC feels like the NFL this year. It really does. Like, the SEC feels it's any given Saturday. It's never been like this. It's never been like this. At least since 2007, where it felt like that. But the SEC is any given Saturday. And you guys know I don't like the curse, but I doubt anybody is up at 12:30 that's under the age. The bottom line is you don't know fucking shit. Carter. Yes, I know. You don't know fucking shit. If you pretend you know, you don't know. I look at this stuff every single day. I look at every single team. I'll say it again. She said, I can't talk like that. You don't know fucking shit. No, that's just what I did. So that's the bottom line. I want to hammer this. You guys know I never drop the F-bomb until I want to hammer home a point. And you guys know I do not curse a lot on here. All right. I know. My mom's gonna hate me, I warned everyone. And there's gonna be a lot of people listening to podcasts on the way to church. They're gonna be driving in the healing place. Took a godforsaken left turn on Segan. They're walking. They're driving in the healing place church, and they heard me say that. They're like, "I rebuke thee."
Bell will be here shortly.
I mean, you just don't like.
That was ugly.
And here's the honest truth. The most valuable thing you can have, and this is one thing LSU has in their favor. You need to win the games where you don't play the best football. That's the key. That's honestly the key. Because what did we say going into the game? I picked LSU to win. There was a large part of me that felt up to this point in the season that Arkansas had played closer to their peak. But the truth is, LSU had not really played well versus any Power 5 team up to this point. We didn't play the absolute best versus USC. We didn't play the absolute best versus the other USC. We did not play our best versus Ole Miss. And we played a rough half versus UCLA. All right. You've got to win the games where you don't play well. And honestly, that's kind of how I feel about modern football. I know this is a very macro thing, and we like to get into the minutia details of football. But let's take the Kansas City Chiefs, for instance, right? They are the best at winning ugly. That's what really pisses you off about them. A lot of you watch a Monday Night Football game against the Saints a few weeks ago where they played amazing in all facets. Right. But what's the difference between the Saints season is that they could not win games ugly. Philadelphia doubled the amount of yardage versus the Saints. Saints still should have won that game. You got to win those ugly games. You got to win the ugly games versus Atlanta where you have a pick six and a muff punt. You've got to win the ugly games. All right. Because it's hard playing this game well. There's 11 players on the field that need to play well for your team to play well. And guess what? Yes, we had a lot of pre-snap penalties. And yes, we're going to get into the big thing where we didn't do well at all is finishing drives. We don't want to settle for field goals. But what happened on the drives? Well, you know, Caden was able to bail us out with the run, but we had the offensive pass interference. And then, of course, we had a drive where we had a penalty after a big gain and knocked us back. We had to settle for a field goal. Yeah, we had some snap infractions and stuff like that. But guess what? Finishing drives sometimes is ugly. And one ugly way to finish a drive is a field goal. And you have a really good field goal kicker. Yeah, the same deep snapper and field goal kicker in all three seasons of the Brian Kelly era. Slade Nagel has made our special teams better. Our special teams is playing really good football. Okay. Now, I want everyone right now, okay, I want everyone to welcome in the guy that ended the halftime show, Brandon Miller. All right. B-Mill is one of my closest friends. We used to go up against each other every day in football practice. And B-Mill will tell you that I was a decent defensive tackle. But Brandon and I are like, we talk every day in a group chat, and you guys got to see him and meet his family. I always like to see when my viewers get to see some of my friends, and you got to see him. And, you know, B-Mill's the closest. I mean, he's a lifelong friend of mine. He was at my wedding. I was at his, and he's just great. Let's go to Show Enough. Did you think LSU would win a game without us having zero touchdowns? I think, and this is what I was actually going to end with today. You know, this is a sign of a really well-coached team. Not only did you play four quarters of football, you also won a game playing football differently than what you had to in other games, right? This was not a Garrett Nussmeier bail you out kind of game. Like, honestly, answer this question. How many special big-time throws did you see from Garrett Nussmeier? There were some really good ones on third down. Obviously, the one to Mason, I think a lot of you remember that one, was good. There were some really good ones to Aaron. But this was not a game where he truly needed to be spectacular. The comeback stuff was really good tonight. Our comeback game was really good. Okay. Not actually like coming back from a deficit, obviously, but pitch and catch. Okay. Let's go to Harrison. He wants to talk about the deep balls. Yeah, I mean, look. This is difficult for us to discuss because Garrett's been okay. This is I gotta say this is funny. All right, TJ, bring it up, Brandon Miller. Oh, that is funny. No, TJ, that is pretty funny. and I'm not gonna lie, that is pretty funny. Yeah, he does share the name of the Alabama small forward. Unfortunately, but B-Mail knows that nothing good happens past midnight, if we're being honest. That's why, yeah, he actually had to drive back after the game tonight, back to Tulsa. Okay, look, there he is. I love it. I love it. Ironically, I was at both of y'all's weddings. So there you go. Oh, Black Connection. All right, so. Black Connection says, y'all DoorDash Taco Bell. So we actually DoorDashed this fancy, like, sushi restaurant, okay?
Yeah, they canceled the order.
They canceled the damn order, all right? So I thought y'all didn't hear the DoorDash Taco Bell thing. Y'all, it's, and I'll be honest. I drank a lot today. I drank a lot of alcohol today. It was an obscene amount, an obscene. So... It was a lot. All right. And so
we ordered Taco Bell.
So now I have guts full of seltzer. Well, I didn't drink any brown liquor, so I'll be okay. And I drink any vodka. I drank seltzers and beers today.
Oh, we got four notifications from Uber Eats, folks.
Oh, it might be sitting out there just festating.
Come on, baby.
Pay attention. Do you not have your
Bubba.
I can't believe we DoorDash Taco Bell. I feel bad for this throne. Oh my God, dude. It is about to get ugly. Think about it. You're drinking all day and then DoorDashing. This is about to get hideous. Like, I need. Tell them, do they DoorDash air fresheners? Do they DoorDash them for Breeze? That's what
Shut
I need.
Up,
no, we need some guys.
Baby, stop.
Wait, why did Drew Breeze never have a... Drew Breeze has an ad deal with there. Why did he never get an ad deal with Febreze? Tell them to send Febreze. Oh, James, don't come in here with this bullshit. Nobody cares. TJ remembers back in those LSU days. Y'all want to know a funny thing? Funny LSU story. And I got to go get the film study going. All right. So I lived in a dorm. I actually saw my dorm RA today. And I should have said this at the beginning, but I have to save it for later because it is a little bit, because a lot of you don't care about this stuff, but it means a lot to me. Always. If you see me at a game or you just see me randomly out and about, stop me. All right. So this legitimately happened. So I was at a tailgate. I was at my best friend's tailgate. All right. And there was an LSU family staying at a house where the tailgate was located. All right. So they rented out a house and there was all these other tailgates. And I made eye contact with an LSU fan. He was wearing a Harold Perkins jersey, and obviously I love Perk. And I said, hey, nice jersey. I pointed at him. And he looked at me, and he waved. And it was kind of – he looked kind of nervous or disheveled. So I left the tailgate. It's my best friend's tailgate. So Brandon Miller knows this guy. His name's Will. All right. So it was Will's tailgate. And Will is my lifelong best friend. Like, we shared a preschool table. And Will's very successful here in Fayetteville. So I left, and these LSU fans came over to Will and said, hey, was that Power Hour LSU? All right. Yo, I'm not a celebrity. I don't want to ever consider that. But if you do, always come up to me. Always. I will never, ever, ever, ever be mean to you. It's okay. It's perfectly fine. I don't want this to be a thing where, and honestly, I feel all media members should do this. Nobody's freaking Taylor Swift. Nobody's Donald Trump. Or nobody's so famous where they have to say no or they'll be sworn, especially in the college football world. Maybe Herbie, but still. So I had left, and Will was like, Will FaceTimed me. I was like, no, Carter is like the like nicest person. Will's my best friend, right? So I walk back and I run into him. They FaceTimed me and I was able to stop him. And yeah, always stop me. Always, always, always stop me. I could be in a Trader Joe's. I could be a church. I could be anywhere. Stop me. I won't curse in your face. I won't. Okay. Even if LSU's getting blown out. Let's go to Pegasus. How was the game from inside the stadium? I was kind of obnoxious. I'll be honest. I didn't get in anybody's face, but I was cheering pretty hard. This game means a lot to me. I was with my wife, who's an Arkansas fan, and she was getting in my face. She told me to sit down 1,000 times. I want to go to sit down. I want to go to sit down. Because here's the thing. What really made me emotional about the game is I am a process over results guy. And I went to the USC game, obviously, earlier this year. This was a process-oriented win. We were the far better team. Okay? Process matters to me. All right? There's a lot of process-oriented thinkers like myself that felt we're very fortunate to beat Ole Miss. But like we said earlier, winning ugly is a science as well. The fact that we were able to put together four quarters of football makes you feel good.
That might make me feel good.
Jordan, come on, dude. We're not stopping. We're not stopping. James is sleeping on me. Okay? I'm kidding, James. Congrats to Neville. I know Ahmad Bro and Will Campbell had some few words after that. Brandon, good to know you made it home safe, man. Okay, so there's Jared. Jared, I sent you my pin, dude. We got Taco Bell coming. You can come over here and eat with us. But this is Jared's second consecutive trip to Fayetteville. And this place is amazing. Like, it's just an amazing SEC city. Like, Jeremiah, what's good, man? This is a really, like, when you think college town, this is a, like, college town with a lot of money. There's a lot of rich folks here. But, like, there's 3 Fortune 500 companies here. So B-Mail points out LSU has a solid squad. I've watched a lot of ball this year. Yeah. Brandon, Brandon, give us the Arkansas perspective. What shocked you the most tonight? Obviously, B-Mail played ball. So.
Are you talking about Brandon Miller?
Yeah, B-Mail's in the chat right now.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I didn't get to see him tonight.
Yeah, I know. I hated that. So Brandon's wife and my wife are friends.
I didn't get to see him.
Yeah. Yeah. Should LSU jump Miami? Hell no. Ah, no. Like, if Miami played LSU on a neutral right now, they would, what? Miami on a neutral would be what? Five and a half? Maybe bigger than that. No, I don't think it would be bigger than that. It would probably 4.5 to 5, as they should be. I mean, how many teams are better than Miami right now? Like, if Miami played Texas right now, who do you think would win? Everybody, welcome Abu to the channel. Abu, a member of the Golden Band of Tigerland. Are you a current member? It looks like this backdrop here is Orlando. So I don't know if you're a current member. That was obviously Jaden. No, that would have been last year. That looks like Orlando. Yeah, it is Orlando. Where do I think LSU gets ranked? I don't know. Are you a sophomore? Well, congrats, man. Orlando last year. Everybody, welcome Abu to the channel. Good to have you. I would guess, I don't know, do they go in the top five? I will say,
go down there.
Did they say the food is delivered?
It says picking up your order.
Why is it taking so damn long?
I have no idea.
That's part of the reason I've stayed live, because I don't want to pass out with Taco Bell just sitting outside our. I don't know. Haley just ordered a bunch of stuff.
I have no idea what I ordered.
I mean, I think that's a pretty good thing. So Haley doesn't know what she just pushed a bunch of buttons and pressed send.
I don't know what I ordered.
D-Pain, what's good, my guy?
I'm a pescatarian. I have no shit. I honestly don't know what I ordered.
I can't imagine working at Taco Bell and getting a DoorDash order, like beeping in. Like, you're probably wondering, what the hell is this person doing? How many beers?
I ordered chips and guacamole for me. Maybe, I don't know.
Early November is when the first playoffs come out, so not this week, but the next. So before the Bama game. Dude, I am not looking forward.
To what?
How big was this order? I just got a message from my bank. Yes, B Mill knows about the cheesy gordita crunch. That's why I said, babe, whatever you do, just give me a cheesy gordita crunch. Wait, did you tell him to put some mild sauces in there?
Mild and hot.
Oh, we can't do hot tonight.
No, I want hot.
No, do not do hot.
Baby, I got
no, don't do hot. Do not do hot.
What did the bank say?
Dude.
But I really don't know what I ordered.
How did you order $58 at Taco Bell? Wait, why would you order $58? I'm not that hungry. How is it even possible to order? The sushi order was like $80, which makes sense. You're doing sushi.
They canceled that.
Yes, but you did $58. What, did you tip them $50?
No.
What the hell is this?
I don't know.
I have $10 in Super Chats. I can't afford this. I mean, this is.
Bubba, I really don't know.
What the hell is $50? Oh my God. B-Mill, you know I'm not about that fire. Oh, game day in College Station next week. Normally they announce it early tomorrow.
What was that?
Oh, that was the Jordan just paid for our meal. Jordan.
Trosclair?
No, not Trosclair. Jordan from New Mexico, from Zippy's.
No!
Jordan and Zara just paid
Jordan,
for it.
No, you didn't.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. That's because he, every time I order burritos, Jordan's always going to cover it. That's just
Jordan,
how it works.
I swear to God, Jordan, I love you so much. It says picking up your order. Why is it taking that long?
I know, TJ. So I won't be able to monetize any of my replays tomorrow. Because I said fucking shit.
No.
Can't say that. They don't, YouTube doesn't let that go. And I said it again, obviously. But I still don't understand. I kind of want to send this back to Jordan. How do you send $58?
Mm-hmm. I am so spent on how this is taking this long. I just want chips and guacamole. Like,
I will also say, all right. Here's one thing I really like about Fayetteville. Okay. Fayetteville is becoming more diverse. Like, so I did a PHL meetup last night, and obviously it wasn't as big as ours in Baton Rouge, but I didn't really promote it. Like, I shared it once I kind of made a last second plan to go to a place called City Park. And Trevon, shout out to Trevon, brought his daughter. It was awesome. There's a lot of people from like South Louisiana that live here because there's just so many jobs. One thing about NWA is it is getting more diverse, and there's also not a lot of crime here, right? Like, every metropolitan area has like crazy crime, all right? There's just not a lot of crime here. So, I mean, NWA is a great place. And I asked Trevon, who is from Crowley, and he was like, yeah, I don't see myself moving. Okay. Oh, God. And then B Mill sent me a Venmo for the cheesy gordita crunch. Huh? Well, B Mill didn't want to get one up by Jordan Haddad. So, yeah. But here's what we're going to do. Y'all show some love to B Mill's. His kids were the star of the halftime show. His kids were on the halftime show.
They were.
Yeah. I never met his kids before. He's like my little nephews. I love it. Brandon's family, obviously really good friends of mine as well. Game day better not pick Mizzou versus Alabama. But yeah, you know, I guess the question would be, when was the last time game day was in College Station? They were just out of Oregon, so you don't have to worry about that. Notre Dame Navy. It could be Notre Dame Navy would be where I would go, if we're being honest. I mean, those are the two oldest programs, if we're being honest. I think Notre Dame Navy would be a cooler game day. Because, you know, like game day every year, if it's Navy, it's always Navy Army, right? All right, here's what we're going to do. In the next 5 to 10, I'll take as many as we possibly can. But if you super chat, we'll keep it going. I still got to watch the Tennessee highlights. Okay, here's a problem with the Taco Bell order, all right? Is it's not necessarily that I'm worried about our room tonight, because it is not going to be pretty in here. The thing that I'm worried about is the drive home tomorrow. How about Maryland? Maryland beating USC tonight.
Really?
Yeah, USC lost again. God, I'm going to be up all night. I've still not watched really a second of Georgia, Texas. But Jared, why did you not? I sent you where I am. I was going to wait for you to come on the post-game show. So y'all want to know a funny Jared story? So Jared, I didn't tell you this yet, bud. So Jared drove this 10-hour distance to Fayetteville. And Jared loves Fayetteville, right? So Jared drives up to the hotel he's staying at, and they shut it down. Like, he drove 10 hours here. And the hotel closed for renovations. Didn't even bother to send him an email saying, hey, this hotel you're staying at is shutting down. Honestly, TPVN, I think tonight showed how good this wide receiver core for LSU is. Like, now that you had Tre'Davious Green into it, look, you're telling me that we're having a really good year with our wide receivers, with Garrett Nussmeier, and our deep ball percentage is not great? You know, I'll take that all day, every day. Like, at some point, and look, if we're being honest, you guys know I've been a very pro Garrett Nussmeier guy. One area where we have struggled some is just like deep, straight go balls, vertical. And the fact that that's not really been a part of what we are, and we're still a really good passing offense, tells you that this wide receiver room is actually good. I mean, it's a good room. You know? Jared got the last room. TJ says you have to go watch UTA or UT versus UGA. The rest literally went against the historical rules of football. Yeah, I'll tell you one thing I'm going to do. How did Nuss get hurt? Why was he Olympic? He did. Had a run late in the game. Now, I wasn't able to watch it. I don't know. I don't recall Nuss limping really bad. Once again, I really do need to rewatch this game because I was just really enjoying the moment. I won't be able. I don't think I'm going to any other games this year, though. I'm contemplating going to the Alabama game, though, because if the games I go to, we play like this, I kind of feel like I need to keep going to games. Our 2020 wide receiver room was good. So it was Terrace, Eric Gilbert, who was good. But he was a tight end, obviously. Jerae Jenkins was good. And then Kayshawn at the end of the season was good. And, you know, Coy Moore was a big part of our 2020 wide receiver room. He was a good true freshman. So I know I'm forgetting a few. But LSU's just not had a bad wide receiver room. All right. After the first – oh, okay. Yeah, I do remember that. I have that on video as well. Yeah, John Trey was in that room. But I know I'm missing somebody. Dre was honestly spectacular that year for us. Caught the game winner versus Arkansas. All right, B-Mill, we'll see you. I'll be in the group chat tomorrow or today. Thanks for watching. Glad you got home safe. Tell Suzanne and the whole family love them. All right, we'll take a few more. I won't be that far behind. I kind of want to stay on here.
15 people in the lobby waiting in the damn. I'm talking to the Uber Eats girl.
Well, then go down there.
No, she said there's 15 people in the damn lobby at the Taco Bell. How is the Taco Bell that busy?
But we could just go to sleep. We could just go to sleep and not have explosive runs coming out of our...
I want something to eat.
Yes, it's not worth it, though. At this point...
Can we cancel the order now?
I mean, are they still? Are they going to charge? Ask her. I mean, if they're in the lobby, it's not worth it. It's not. You're about to pass out. It's 1 a.m. I know. I don't want food to come here at 1 a.m. and it just sit out there, and then I got to eat $58 worth of tacos.
Carter, come talk to her on the phone. I don't know. mean, I would really like my Mexican pizza.
I mean, it's gonna be 3 a.m. by the time the Mexican pizza is gonna be here.
Come talk to her on my cell phone. I don't know what to tell you.
You really thought Uber eating the absolute drunkest food, especially at 1 a.m. I know. Our stuff right just sitting there that someone probably intercepted this order. Jared, go pick up the order for us. Like a Roby. Now, Roby wants us to go get the tacos. Roby lives in...
I want my Mexican pizza.
Roby lives in Fairhope.
What?
Yeah, Roby lives in Fairhope. Saying Roby wants us to get the tacos. Ask her what the hell is taking. So
why don't you come ask her?
Oh, there's only 200 people in here.
No shit.
Yes, it's 1 a.m.
I want my tacos and my guacamole.
Our viewership actually went up. They don't want to leave until the tacos actually get here. And they obviously want me to say fucking shit again. Roby said, do you have any single friends in Fairhope?
No, I don't.
Roby, when we go, we got to go to... What's my place? My Italian place with the Rocky Mountains.
Oh, Gambino's.
Gambino's. I love it. Gambino's with the Rocky Marciano mural at the beginning. Look at Aiden. He says, the only LSU fan I could stand. I'll be honest, Aiden, I'm glad you weren't sitting next to me tonight. I was celebrating. So, obviously, I probably should not drive to go get these tacos. But... Roby, we're going to Gambino's next time. Me, you, and Jared. Jordan, what do you think we should do? LSU plus 3.5 versus A&M. I could see that widening. But they're not signing off until we get this Mexican pizza. You're obviously not good at diplomacy. You. Tell them to send it. My voice might just drop, so I might have to end the stream or put Haley on here. Jordan says, don't look the Dasher in the eyes.
No, Carter's going to go down there and pick it up.
I am not going down there.
Yes, you are. I'm not going down there. I have my pajamas on.
Put on a show for him.
Carter? As my husband, you're going down there and picking it up.
Okay, look, we got a first-time commenter because we are live at 1:05 in the morning. This is the first time Tiffany from Singapore can tune in. Do you think my drunk ass could make that up right now? I'm kind of shocked that this show has gone as well. Well, it's not really been that good of a show, for being honest, but I'm kind of shocked that I'm still talking. Everyone show some love to Tiffany in Singapore.
Are you serious? She's in Singapore?
Yes. But a true story, you're not the only viewer from Singapore. We have Thivanka is his name. De Silva.
Oh, yeah.
Good guy. He's like you, Tiffany. So, Tiffany, what time is it in Singapore? Yes, big W to Tiffany. Tiffany's the MVP. So TJ says, He likes Haley more than me. No surprise there.
Haley, what? Carter, turn the heat on. I am
freezing. Why would I turn the heat on?
I am freezing, baby.
This is, it's 2 p.m. in Singapore. Let's go. So, yeah, that would make sense that you could never really tune in. Because if I go live at 8:15, actually, no. If I go live at 8:15, either way, it's good to have you. Oh, so you're over there for work right now. Oh, okay. That's cool, Tiffany. TPV and wants me to bring. It apparently is never getting here. Oof. Roby always wants to talk bells.
How did my phone screen crack?
Well, y'all know something crazy? Like, I have a feeling that the big man from Purdue, Zach Edey, is going to, like, be really good. And then the Grizzlies got that I talked to some Grizzly fans about this tonight. I don't know how I met a Grizzlies fan, but he was also an LSU fan. And the Grizzlies have this short 5'8 Japanese guy that is just insane. Well, why are you putting the heat on? Don't put the heat on.
No, Carter, I'm just putting heat on like a fan just for a second. I'm freezing.
No, this is just, dude, the Taco Bell is not a good idea. Why didn't we not go to get anything at Walk-On's?
But you didn't tell me to go to Walk-On's.
Yeah. We're the only people to, she's the only person to ever put heat on in a hotel. What's up, Dave? So I've only been, well, no, I've actually been to 2 games, David. LSU fan support on the road. It's really good. You know, look, Arkansas is a little bit different because there are, like, just so many LSU fans in Arkansas. There really is just a lot. You know, and I think part of it, David, is because Arkansas honestly has a lot of jobs in Northwest Arkansas. There's a lot of people from South Louisiana that take jobs up here. So the fan support here was great. I did not go to South Carolina, though, but I heard the LSU fan support was there, was pretty big there as well. You know, these road games for LSU fans that live closer to Fayetteville matters, right? Like, I think sometimes we somewhat forget that LSU is, like, the actual campus is so far down in Louisiana that if you play a game in Northwest Arkansas, you have LSU fans that drive in from Oklahoma. You have LSU fans that could drive in from Missouri. And obviously, you know, there was a lot of LSU support.
You know what I should have done? I should have just ordered Burger King and got an Impossible Whopper.
There's so many LSU fans that that drive in from Oklahoma that come to the game in Fayetteville. Like last year's Missouri game, there was a lot of LSU fans there because proximity-wise, it just makes sense. Oh, Big Dave is Cousin Dave? Let's go. Okay, so that's what I thought it was. It was good. It was good, David. Obviously, David and Jared are our best friends. The low light of this trip is I didn't get to see you, so you guys text me in the morning.
It is in the morning.
Seth, why did you not hit me up? Seth, you've been with me for how many years? About 3 years now? It was crazy. I hate I didn't see you, man. I really, really, really do. Seth, of course, awesome viewer. He's always had really good insights. All right, so what does it say on the tracker?
Is this picking up your order?
You're about to fall asleep.
No, I'm not. I'm starving. No, I am not.
I know, Seth. Why don't you hit me up, bro? I hate that. Yeah, probably 4 years. Yeah, you've been with me for a while. Like, you don't always comment, but I know you're always lurking. Hate I didn't get to see you, man. Till next time, brother. But yeah, it was, there is something pretty cool about being at a game in the fourth quarter. Like when they had to punt on fourth and 15. Yeah, to me, that was pretty cool. Oh, Jared, no, I can't do an IHOP. I'm gonna be like I'm gonna have such a bad headache. Like I can do a drunk free breakfast here at the Holiday Inn. Just text me in the morning. I'll be up. I gotta see you before you go back. I know one thing for sure. I'm not going to eat the Taco Bell in the shirt.
You're not going to eat it?
No, just not wearing the shirt. Why would I wear eat all this sauce in a $150 shirt? So, yeah, either one of y'all, Dave, or you text me in the morning. Let's go to TJ. I went on my honeymoon, St. Lucia. St. Lucia is beautiful. I was sitting between the wearing LSU shit. I know you meant to say shirt. Random guy walked up to me and said, go Tigers. There's nothing like it. Nothing like LSU fandom, man. The only thing that comes close to LSU fandom is Liverpool fandom. I don't mind playing her, playing the five. Small ball in the Western Conference. We can do it. Do it. What y'all thinking about that Carl Anthony Towns trade? That's going to be insane. All right, we'll take a few more. Nah, dude, I don't know if I could sit anywhere tomorrow.
Why don't you put your pajamas on, baby?
Are you going to put the pajamas in front of everybody?
Sure.
I sleep in Roback shirts now. Roback, if you're watching.
What did it say to
you? You think I'm... No. I didn't get anything. Dude, what the hell is Auburn this year? I did a film study on like the first quarter of that game. It's kind of weird. We don't play Auburn this year. Don't play Mississippi State this year, but Auburn's bad. Mississippi State's kind of good, right? I mean, they've played better the past. I mean, I know they're still terrible, but they've played better these last couple weeks, right? I haven't seen the A&M film, but they showed some life versus Georgia. Wait, you're down by Dixon? Aiden, why didn't you hit me up today, man? Yeah, so some girls walked into the lobby, and they were like, yeah, we went to Dixon. And they went, so Aiden knows where this place is. They went to Z. You do not go to Z on game days. Any rookie knows that. You're just going to be rubbing crotches with everybody. Dude, Z is not my scene. Pegasus, go drink bleach and jump into an erupting volcano. Liverpool is a better fandom than Real, corporate Madrid. Liverpool is for the working class fan. I don't think you guys understand. I don't think you guys understand how much I love Joey Swole. Wait, who hosted SNL tonight? Bubs?
I don't know.
What's up, Skip? Wait, Skipper, what are you doing?
Skipper?
Skipper, this is way past Skipper's bedtime. What the hell are you doing, Skipper? I was just thinking about you. I was like, there's no way Skipper's in here right now. Jacob, I'm real, bro. Like, I'm realer than a Ja Rule Jennifer Lopez song. And if you didn't get that reference, then you aren't real. I'm 10 toes down. Y'all know exactly where I am. You know my address. Now, I'll tell you the room number. I will tell you the room number right now, Jacob, if you want to say it to my face. Just if you do come, bring tacos. That is my real life. It's actually not my full life because I don't have any voice. I'm shocked TJ is still with us, man. Yeah, I mean, more than likely LSU is going to lose either one of those games. But LSU is a legitimate team if they're able to beat A&M next week, right? But if we're being honest as well, like, could three-loss LSU get into the playoff? I mean, they would need a lot of help, but with the way things are going, I mean, I could see some three-loss teams getting in. Yeah, Jacob. Zero chance we lose to this Bama squad at home. Zero. All right. So I'll answer this question along with Aiden's question, and then I really do have to go. What does a Taco Bell meter say?
Said, should we cancel or is it close to being ready? She said, if you want to, but I asked again. She said they're very close to making it.
No, cancel it. No, there's no way. So, when did we order? We ordered this an hour ago. We ordered this an hour ago. So, the DoorDash driver just sent a message to Haley. And then the driver walked up to the lady working and said, hey, what's the status on the order? And the lady actually at the Taco Bell said, we're very close to making it. Cancel it.
Yeah. How do I cancel it?
Just tell her to cancel. I mean, that's grounds for canceling it. I mean, it's an hour. Then again, it probably wasn't the brightest idea to order Taco Bell in a college town.
I didn't know it was going to take an hour, baby. How was I to know that? I just want my Mexican pizza.
Yeah, we're not getting a Mexican pizza. We're not getting an American pizza. We're not getting a Lebanese pizza. We're not getting the Ethiopian pizza. We're not getting a Greek pizza. We're not getting an Australian pizza. We're not getting an African pizza. We're not getting any country pizza that you want. We're not getting. Baby.
Driven there and gotten it quicker.
Do you think we can drive in our current state right now? I couldn't walk. TJ, we're not forcing through this Taco Bell order. Ask her if she can cancel it. It's not ever getting here. It, because she still needs to get it and get it over here.
Where is the Taco Bell from here?
It's, I don't.
Right down the road.
Wait, Aiden, you want to bring it? You want to, Aiden? I'll cover your meal. We got a viewer in Fayetteville who wants to bring us food. Aiden, okay. Aiden, let me ask you this. Is there a restaurant you know you can go to that could bring us something right now? So Hal said cancel it. Hal's a reason. Hal actually knows people that works in the restaurant industry. And obviously, you need to have vast restaurant knowledge to know the inner workings of a fine establishment as the Taco Bell. And if you want, I mean, I'm going to be a crack in this film study. Also answer your question as well. I don't think Arkansas is bad. It's just, MLK Taco Bell? Aiden, I'm okay.
Yeah, we're at MLK, yeah.
So we are staying, Aiden, at, where are we staying?
Shiloh.
We're staying at the Holiday Inn next to the walk-ons on Shiloh. That's where we are. Go ahead and cancel. He's going to bring it. She obviously is, or whoever this is. He's going to go get it. Tell her to cancel it.
I don't know how to do it on here. Can you come do it? I have no idea how to do that.
But you're about to go to sleep, though.
No, I'm starving. Just eat some crackers.
Yeah. So she read it. She said, can we just cancel it? Jared said, pick me up. She's nice, though, our DoorDash driver, Kiera.
She's very sweet.
I don't know how you cracked your phone, though.
I don't either. It's just my screen cover.
Is it screen cover?
Yeah.
What's up, Forts? Is Brent Venables going to get fired at Oklahoma? I loved it, Ben. But as long as you don't do it a lot. Yeah, it's funny how many Arkansas fans have asked me, hey, do you see Taylen Green in a range of outcomes be as good as Jaden Daniels? Yeah, it's a light version is in his range of outcomes. You know, like the difference is like Taylen has turnover issues, right? Jaden didn't have turnover issues his first year at LSU. All right, Big Dave. Honestly, LSU winning by 24 was a big surprise. I did not see this with Arkansas, you know, wanting this game so badly. But Skipper's tapping out. Bud, you asleep?
No, I'm cold.
I got a burger in there. All right, y'all. The Uber Eats situation doesn't look like it's going to solve itself. Let's go, Ty Chris. Let's go, my guy. Ty Chris, what do you want to talk about? Thanks for the cash app, bro. Oh, you like the F-bombs? I guess we got to start dropping more F-bombs in this bitch. About an hour ago, we still in this. This is insane. Absolutely insane. All right. I got to go solve this Taco Bell thing. Like, I'm about to get. I'm about to have to call this lady. Yeah, I mean, I got it. I mean, this is ridiculous. All right, y'all. Shout out to Ty Chris. Top Super Chatter, Roby and Jordan Haddad. TJ dropped a bunch of $5. And, of course, the great Jared Addison. Jared texted me in the morning. And so for the film study, I'll let you know if we actually did end up getting the Taco Bell. It is Power Hour LSU. Boom. And tonight we are doing, I don't know. Literally, I could actually make something up, but I would be lying to your faces. Let's fucking go. Ha, ha, ha.